Eila Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lifneim. The parasha starts off by telling us these are the laws, but that's actually not the exact translation. It's "and these are the laws." But a sentence, as you would know and I would know from being in school, if you started a sentence "and this was," more often than not, your teacher would give it back to you and say that's not an appropriate way to start a sentence. Sentences are "these are the following." "And" is a connection between two parts of the sentence. So why is it written this way? So Rashi points out to us that it's important to understand the Eile HaMishpatim. What is that? The Eile is what we just learned is a connection. The story doesn't end at the end of Yisro and then begin anew at the beginning of Mishpatim. No, the opposite. It's one straight sentence. It's one straight story. What does that really mean? What Rashi is telling us is that you think that Sinai was just the Aseres HaDibros and now Ve'ele Mishpatim is new. No, all of this was on Sinai. Everything happened at Sinai. Why? Because God gave us the entire Torah on Sinai. The Eile HaMishpatim, these laws, some of them which seem to be very minute, some of them don't seem to be overly significant in one's life. They're certainly not these super powerful religious laws. Yeah, Ve'ele Mishpatim, the argument at Sinai also. Why? Why does the Torah need that? So, in truth, everything is, every society has Ve'ele Mishpatim. All the laws, I know that I can't steal. And I know that I can't take advantage of people. And I know that I can't do all of these things. So why? What's the unique quality of the Torah? What does the Torah add by teaching us these things? Would the Jews have done that anyway? What all the societies around them had that also, wouldn't they as well? Answer that's given by Rabbi Rosner, such a beautiful answer, is that, let's be honest. Let's really take a look. Yes, all societies have laws, but not all laws are 100% black and white. And even when you have a law, law is that all men are created equal. That wasn't always the case in this country, despite the fact that the law said that. No, what we defined as men, what we defined as people, it has the subjective quality that I could define it and I could tailor make it to work for me. And look at the disasters that have happened in the world. You could have a Holocaust in Germany. 6 million Jews were killed. Well, but the laws were on the record. Why? Because you said they weren't people. And then you created laws that were negatively impacting them. And it was all good. Why? Because when law is in the hand of man, man can craft it how he chooses, how he or she sees fit to make it work. The Eile HaMishpatim, God says, no, no, it can't be that way. See, the law has come down for me also. Not only the high and lofty, but even the small and minute ones, they also come for me. And because of that, they're not bendable. They're not flexible the same way. They require care to ensure their protection because they came from Sinai also. That's the contribution that Jewish law adds to the world, is to say that even things that are intuitive, I don't do because they're intuitive. I do them because God wants me to do it. And that tells me that when it's not intuitive anymore, or when there's a different one that's not intuitive, I still do it. Why? Because God still wants me to do it. That is how it goes. Have a great day.